नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयत्मुदीरये नश्च प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। यो असौ ग्राह सवे सद्या परमाश्चर्य रूपधु मुक्तो देवल शापेन भुहुर्गंधर्व सत्तमा।
व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग यह ही हु असौ दैट ग्रहः बिकम अ क्रोकोडाइल सह ही वै इंडीड सद्यः इमीजिएटली परमा वेरी नाइस आश्चर्य वंडरफुल रूपद्रिक पजेसिंग द फॉर्म of his original Gandharva position. Muktaha was delivered Devala Shapena by the cursing of Devala Rishi. Huhuhu, whose name was formerly Huhu. Gandharva Sattamaha. Sattamaha. The best of the Gandharva Loka. Pranamya, that's it. This is the translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The best of the Gandharvas, King Huhu, having been cursed by Devala Muni, had become a crocodile. Now, having been delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he assumed a very beautiful form as a Gandharva. Understanding by whose mercy this had happened, he immediately offered his respectful obeisances with his head and began chanting prayers just suitable for the Transcendental Lord, the Supreme Eternal, who is worshipped by the choicest verses. Purport. The story of how the Gandharva had become a crocodile will be described later. The curse by which the Gandharva took his position was actually a blessing, not a curse. One should not be displeased when a saintly person curses someone, for his curse indirectly is a blessing. The Gandharva had the mentality of an inhabitant of the celestial planetary system, and for him to become an associate of the Supreme Lord would have taken millions of long years. However, because he was cursed by Devala Rishi, he became a crocodile and in only one life was fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and be promoted to the spiritual world to become one of the Lord's associates. Similarly, Gajendra was also delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he was freed from the curse of Agastya Muni. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనం శలాకయ చక్షురుణ్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారణం పరమానందమాధవం. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామనే నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రసారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. జన్మాదియస్యతన్వయాదితరతశ్చార్తేషు భిజ్ఞ స్వరాట్ తేన బ్రహ్మహృదయాది కవయే మూయంతి యత్సూరయా తేజో వారి మృదాం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మా ప్రోజిత కైతవత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపోత్రయన్మూలనం. శ్రీమత్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరేరీశ్వర సద్యో హృదయ వరుద్య అత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషుభిస్తక్షణాత్. నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాద్రవ సంయుతం పిబత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురవో రసికా భువి భావుకా. నిత్యానందమహం నౌమి సర్వానందకరం పరం హరినామాప్రదం దేవం అవధూతాశిరోమణిం ఆనందలీలామయ విగ్రహాయ హేమాంబ దివ్య ఛవి సుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమ రసాప్రదాయ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరే ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ రామ రామ. So today we are going to discuss about many curses in Srimad Bhagavatam and about how that curse happened and what were the result of that curse and so many other different things. So there are so many incidences, but I don't know how much time we have, but we'll try our best. Now let us, before I begin, I used to seek blessings from the senior Vaishnavas here, Venisvata Prabhu, Jagadatma Prabhu, and all the senior Vaishnavas assembled here, I used to seek their blessings. So let us try to understand first the life of King Indradyumna. Now the king, this King Indradyumna, was born in the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu. And he was a king of Pandya country. Now Indradyumna Maharaj, he was a Vaishnava. And he was a king, he was a Rajarshi. But he had given his kingdom to his children. He has taken Vanaprastha. And he was practicing austerity on the Malaya mountains. He was a Vanaprastha. The dharma of the Vanaprastha is tapasya, and he was doing that. And what was the situation? Jata dharas tapasa alupta vachyutam. What was he doing? Whom was he on meditating? And what was the situation? He wore matted locks on his head and was always engaged in austerities, and he was observing a vow of silence. And what was he doing? He was worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart.
And he was not just worshipping, but he was absorbed in ecstasy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a worshipping and now there is absorbing in the ecstasy is different. He was on a very advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. While Indradyumna Maharaj was engaged in ecstatic meditation, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at that time the great Agastya Rishi came there. Now who is this Agastya Muni? We have to understand. Now we are convinced that if Indradyumna Maharaj was a great personality, he was a Rajarshi, but now he was taken a Vanaprastha, he was practicing Krishna consciousness, and that too, he was experiencing ecstatic symptoms, that means he was a very advanced Vaishnava. Now there Agastya Rishi comes. Now who is this Agastya Rishi? Let us try to understand from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami, who is Agastya Rishi? Itihasam imam guhyam bhagavan kumbh sambhava kathayamasa malaya asino hari charyam. Sukadeva Goswami is saying that when the great sage Agastya, the son of Kumbha, was residing on the Malaya hills. Now, King Indradyumna was also on Malaya hills, and Sukadeva Goswami is saying that Agastya Rishi also used to stay on Malaya hills. Same. He was worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was also worshipping the Supreme Lord. At that time, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, I approached him. He went there. Sukadeva Goswami went to Malaya hills and Agastya Rishi explained to him the history of Ajamil at that time. That means Sukadeva Goswami, one of the Shiksha Gurus of Sukadeva Goswami is Agastya Rishi. So naturally Agastya Rishi also cannot be an ordinary soul. Agastya Rishi also has to be a something elevated personality. All the very little is mentioned in the Puranas about the education of Agastya, but it is understood from the Mahabharata and Adi Parva, chapter 139, that he was a very skilled in all the Vedic sciences. He was very expert. Very, very expert. And when this Agastya Muni saw Maharaj Indradyumna, who was sitting in meditation, when he came there, he was, Indradyumna Maharaj was practicing this, he was doing his meditation, and naturally when he was in trance, he was not able to offer his respect to Agastya Rishi. So in one sense, there was no fault. He was not, Indradyumna Maharaj was not disrespecting Agastya Rishi. If Indradyumna Maharaj could have been an external consciousness, certainly while seeing a personality like Agastya Rishi, who will not stand up? But this was not the situation. The situation was that Agastya Muni he arrived there and Indradyumna Maharaj's eyes were closed. No, Indradyumna Maharaj, he was Indradyumna Vanachari. His eyes were closed and he was doing his tapasya. He was meditating on the Lord. Agastya Muni then spoke a curse against the king Indradyumna. And he said that, your behavior is not gentle, you are very low and very uneducated, you are insulted me. Now here Agastya Muni is speaking and Indradyumna Maharaj still is in trance. He was not even able to understand what is happening externally. Was Agastya Muni cursing or not cursing? He was not able to understand. He even did not know where Agastya Rishi was there. And he therefore entered the kingdom of darkness and received that you will become a dump like an elephant. He cursed him. Now, Agastya Muni thought it was wise for him to curse this person because he did not offer respect to the Brahmana. So he cursed him to become an elephant. Okay. Actually, Agastya Muni bestowed causeless mercy on Indradyumna Swami, Indradyumna Maharaj. It was his causeless mercy. Because the curse was indirectly a benediction. Actually, it was a curse from external vision. But if you see internally, it was a big benediction for Indradyumna. Why it was a big benediction? Because he was being transferred to a different species of life where he was going to get a direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it was a benediction. It might happen that Indradumna Vanachari was practicing his bhakti, what is practicing his devotional life, and could have taken him some more time. But here, by the mercy of Agastya Rishi, immediately he was promoted. I will say promoted instead of demotion, promoted to a species of elephant. And he was fortunate that he got association of Lord Supreme Lord himself. Now, when the curse was uttered, what was Indradumna's reaction? Now we have to understand that scenario also. How did he take it? How did he take the curse? Indradumnyopi Rajarshi Drishtim Tada Upadharayan Apanna Konjarim Yonim Atma Spritim Vinashinam Harya Archayam Anubhavena Yad Gajatve Appi Anusmritihi. Now after Agastya Muni left, some of the associates of Indradumna Vanachari, or he might have told him, nearby people have told him that Agastya Rishi came and he cursed you. At that time, he was a devotee, and because he was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Rishi's curse as a welcome, understanding that it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although how can it be understood it was a desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because when he took the birth of an elephant, he was able to remember his past life. Mattaha smritir jnana bhamcha. Without the mercy of the Lord, no one can remember anything, and with the Lord's mercy, anybody can forget anything. So we have to understand this point, that the Lord's sanction was there and the Lord was with him. And by the will of the Lord only this thing has happened. And so in Gajendra, Indradumna Maharaj was in the body of Gajendra, he was able to remember that prayer of Gajendra. Similar thing happened with Maharaj Bharat. When Maharaj Bharat became a deer, in the body of a deer he was able to remember his past life, that he was the emperor of the whole world. And because of that reason, in the body of the deer, he went back again to that same ashram where the rishis were practicing Krishna consciousness. There he went and he gave up his body there. Then he came as Jad Bharat. So the Lord's sanction and the Lord's hand has to be there. And here it was the will of the Supreme Lord. That's why Gajendra was able to remember his past life. Now this is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He welcomed the curse, and because the devotee is always aware that anything and everything happens in his life happens by the will of the Supreme Lord. Here the word upadharayan means, in this verse, the word upadharayan means considering. This is a very significant word here, upadharayan. This indicates that a devotee knows what is what. What is the situation of this material world? He understands very clearly. If he's a devotee in good knowledge, good understanding, then he knows that this has happened by the will of the Supreme Lord. Now, although the king was not at fault, here, the king was not at fault. Prabhupada is writing this, I'm not saying this. And when this happened, the king considered it to be his past misdeeds. He did not think that Agastya Rishi has cursed me. He thought that this has happened because of my past deeds, my past misdeeds. Tattainu kampam samikshamanam. This is the practical example how devotee takes a certain incident in one's life. Now, if a devotee has to suffer reactions of his past misdeeds, what does the Supreme Lord do? The Supreme Lord arranges for him to be given in a small token of these reactions. If there is something big has to happen, then it will happen in a small tokens, and very soon he will be freed from the reactions of these material contaminations. Now actually, Agastya Muni cursing Indradumna was on behalf of Lord Hari. He was cursing Indradumna Vanachari on behalf of Lord Hari. It was Lord's desire that he was cursing Indradumna. And one should therefore, Prabhupada is writing, one should therefore adhere to devotional service in any situation of life. One should continue in any unfortunate circumstances of life also, one should continue his practicing Krishna consciousness enthusiastically. By regularly following the regulative principles, and especially the principles of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, reading Srimad Bhagavatam and speaking about its glories. So one should always remain absorbed in the service of Bhagavatam, service of the Supreme Lord. In any unfortunate situation in the life as well, one should not give up. Now similar was the situation with Chitraketu Maharaj. Chitraketu Maharaj, who was the spiritual master? The great Narad Muni. Narad Muni gave him the mantra, and by the power of that mantra, Narad Muni was, by the power of that, Chitraketu Maharaj was able to achieve great advancement at a very short time. He not only achieved the position of a Vidyadhar, but also he got darshan of Lord Anantadev in person. And because of that, what happened? As soon as Maharaj Chitraketu saw Lord Supreme Lord, he was cleansed of all material contamination and was situated in original Krishna consciousness. He was completely cleansed of his contamination. But this Chitraketu Maharaj, who was given a plane by Lord Vishnu himself, he was traveling in that plane, and it happened that he went through Kailash. And while he was traveling through the mountain Kailash, he saw a very unusual scene. He saw that his very dear friend Lord Shiva. Now he was a very dear friend of Lord Shiva. In his talks to Parvati also, he says that Chitraketu is my friend because he is a very dear devotee of Lord Anantadev. Sankarsana is, that's why he is like my god brother. He is very, very dear to me. So this was not known to Parvati ji. And Chitraketu Maharaj, he actually glorified Lord Shiva. That you are such a self-controlled person. You are an acharya of a sampradaya. But how great is you that you, that Parvati is sitting on your lap and you are speaking Krishna Katha. He is giving a lesson to the Grahasthas, that Grahasthas, oh my dear Grahasthas, although you are married, but please continue speaking Krishna Katha. This is a lesson which Lord Shiva is giving to the Grahastha, is an acharya. So Chitraketu Maharaj was actually, what was he doing? He was jokingly glorifying his friend Shiva. Like there are two friends. Might be that one is married, one is brahmachari. And the wife don't know that this brahmachari is a very good friend of my husband, very intimate friend of my husband. And this brahmachari, he jokes with that Grahastha in front of the wife. And the wife gets offended. So this was the situation here. The Parvati Mataji got offended. And Parvati Mataji said, Mr. Chitraketu, you don't know who is Lord Shiva. You don't know his glories. Chitraketu Maharaj said to himself, I know his glories very well. He is my friend. I know his glories. You are not fit to be in that position of a Vaishnava. Chitraketu Maharaj was amazed and he said, you should go and take birth as a demon. And Chitraketu Maharaj here accepted this curse. It is said that Sukadeva Goswami says, Iti Bhagavato Devya Prati Shaptum Alantam Murdhasa Jagrohe Shapam Evata Sadhu Lakshanam. This is the lakshan of a sadhu, that if there is a curse uttered to him, he will accept it as the will of the Lord. And Chitraketu Maharaj accepted this as the will of the Lord and said, my dear mother, thank you very much. And he accepted the body of Ratrasur. And Lord Shiva told her that, Parvati, you don't know the glories of the devotees of Lord Hari. They will never curse anybody. And if the curse comes on them, they will accept it very happily. Now see, even after he is becoming a demon, His devotion will be unaffected. His prema of the Lord will be unaffected. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, He says in his Madhurya Kadambini that Chitraketu actually did not curse Lord Shiva. From external vision, Chitraketu never offended Lord Shiva. Actually, from external vision, it might have seemed that there is an offense, but it was not an offense. And Vishwanatha Thakur says that the curses actually do not take proper effect on this great souls like Chitraketu Maharaj or devotees. What happens? That Chitraketu did not lose his spiritual wealth, which is he was his prema for the Supreme Lord. He did not lose. Similar what the situation with Indradyumna. Indradyumna did not lose his spiritual wealth, prema. That same thing continued in the body of elephant, and when he was in a difficult situation, he was lovingly offering prayers and the Supreme Lord came. So this is the life of Indradyumna and Chitraketu. Now let us shift to the life of Huhu. This is the today's verse. Now who was Huhu? Now Huhu was a Gandharva, son of Kashyapa Prajapati and Pradha. One of the wives of Kashyapaji. Where was Huhu staying? Who was staying in the Indra Sabha? He was an associate of Indra. Now, Indradyumna became a Gajendra on the Trikuta mountain. Remember this, Trikuta mountain. In that same Trikuta mountain, there was a sage called as Devala who was performing his bhajan. And this Huhu's Gandharva was also enjoying in the valley along with his girlfriends, completely naked. It is said in the Tikas that he was completely naked. He was not wearing any clothes. Neither his girlfriends were wearing. So Devala Rishi felt compassionate on him. He wanted to shower some mercy on him, but there was not such situation. But it was so arranged that when this Devala Rishi was chanting his Gayatri inside the water, this Huhu Gandharva wanted to play a joke on him. So he went inside in the water like a crocodile. I think he was the best swimmer. That is, he could go inside and it pulled Devala's leg. And Devala Rishi already was thinking that I have to bestow my mercy on him. And now this was the cause. And he said, I curse you to become a crocodile. And when we commit a Vaishnava aparadha, when we commit a mistake like this against a Vaishnava, then we come to our senses actually. We might be engrossed in sense gratification, but when we commit a mistake, and when the sadhus or the sages, when they chastise us, then we come to our senses. So Huhu also came to his senses, and Huhu fell at the lotus feet of this Rishi. Of course, in the land, not in the water. So he caught hold of him and said, please forgive me. He said, okay, you will become a crocodile in this Trikuta mountain itself. Okay, but in future, because he can see, Devala Rishi was able to see things in the future. So when he saw that there will be an elephant called as Gajendra who is going to get delivered, immediately he told his Huhu, go inside the water, and when Gajendra enters the water, please catch hold of his lotus feet very tightly, so tightly, so tightly. Let 1,000 years pass, no problem, but hold it tightly and do not give it up, because by holding the lotus feet of that such a great devotee Gajendra, the Supreme Lord will come and deliver you. So Huhu Maharaj said, thank you very much, it's actually causeless mercy on me. Huhu Maharaj caught hold of the lotus feet of Gajendra very tightly for 1,000 years, and externally it was seeming that they were fighting, but Huhu actually was in a crocodile's grab of a crocodile. What was he doing? He was actually waiting for Lord's mercy to come on him. The Lord will come and kill him, deliver him. So a similar situation was in the life of Nalakuvar and Manigriv. They were also bathing naked. And Narad Muni, seeing the situation of Nalakuvar and Manigriv, he bestowed his causeless mercy. Narad Muni was thinking that Nalakuvar and Manigriv, they are an associate of Kubera. He is such an advanced person, and look at the degradation of these associates. So certainly these persons has to be delivered, these two Nalakuvar and Manigriv has to be delivered. So Narad Muni cursed them to become trees. But where? In the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So was it a curse? No. It was not a curse, it was a benediction. They became an associate of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, if Nalakuvar and Manigriv continued their life as demigods, can you imagine how many years it could have taken for Nalakuvar and Manigriv to attend the Supreme Lord? So similarly, how many years it could have taken for Huhu to attend the Supreme Lord? But by the curse of Deval Rishi and here on him, he attained in one birth. Here also, Nalakuvar and Manigriv, by the mercy of Narad Muni, attend the Supreme Lord in just becoming trees. That too in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Brahma, Shiva, and nobody had this fortune. And these two devatas, they got opportunity to become trees in the courtyard of. And before, now we have to understand that having been favored by the Supreme Personality of God and regained his original form, Huhu performed parikrama of the Supreme Lord. And he was now his original form as Gandharva, and he had been freed from all the reactions. Similar was the situation with Nalakuvar and Manigriv. They were also freed from all the reactions. Supreme Lord told them, what did he tell them, Supreme Lord? That I don't know who are you, but I am showing my mercy to you, because Narad Muni wanted that. For the pleasure of Narad Muni, I am delivering you. And before they left, before Nalakuvar and Manigriv went, they requested Supreme Lord with some prayers. They said, Vani gunanu kathane shavanu kathayam hastau chakarmasu manastum padayonarha smrityam sharastava nivasa jagat pramane drushtim satam darshane astu bhavat tanunam. They are saying that, oh my dear Lord, please engage all our senses in your service. Although we are becoming Gandharva, but we don't want to live a life of an ordinary Gandharva. If we want to become a Gandharva, then we want to glorify you always. 24 hours into 7, we have seen your glories now. Please be merciful to us and allow us to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Hari, throughout our lives. So similarly, we have to understand that this Gandharva who has become a Gandharva cannot be an ordinary person, because he has come in contact with the Supreme Lord. So certainly he will have been glorifying the Supreme Lord always. And in Mahabharata, it is said that he was present at the birthday celebration of Arjuna on the earth. He came to celebrate Arjuna's birthday. And when Arjuna went to Devaloka, At that time, Huhu was the person who was welcoming him on behalf of Indra. So, this was Huhu's reference in future. What happened after? Now, when a sadhu chastises or punishes someone, does he take a revenge? Somebody might question, that a sadhu is cursing someone, is he taking a revenge? Actually, he does not take a revenge. Neither they are not in the modes of material nature. Sadhus, the pure devotees of the Lord, the Mahamunis, they are not in the modes of material nature. And they are in complete knowledge. They have complete understanding, and they are the perfect doctors. The Vaishnavas, they are very good physician. The sadhus, they are very good physician, and they know how to free the conditioned soul from this conditioning of material existence. So they wanted to bestow their causeless mercy. So they do this external thing which might look as a curse, but actually this is a mercy of Narad Muni on Alakuvar and Manigriv, and Devara Rishi on Huhu Maharaj. This is actually an Agastya Rishi on Indradyumna. So all this is actually the mercy of the sadhus. They cannot be Vaishnavas who are on the Brahmabhuta platform, they cannot be subjects to any mistakes, or they cannot be influenced by the mode of material nature. They are actually transcendental like the Supreme Lord. Janma karma chame divyam. It is applicable for the Supreme Lord, but it is also applicable for his dear devotees, his associates. So why do they do that? So that they can help that conditioned soul to go quickly to the abode of the Supreme Lord. Now, let us try to understand the life of Maharaj Parikshit, and also, what is this curse and benediction? What does it mean to the Vaishnavas, and what is the nature of these curses and benedictions in the material world? We have to understand that. Maharaj Parikshit was cursed. By whom? By Sringi, who was only 7 years old. I have a daughter of 7 years old, so I can understand her mentality. So 7 years old Brahmana has cursed, small boy has cursed Parikshit. And Shamika Rishi, he chastised his son for this big, grave offense, which Sringi had done towards Maharaj Parikshit. And what about offense which Parikshit did on Shamika Rishi? He said that was not an offense. He was saying to himself, this was not an offense. You can read Srimadha Bhagavatam, which says that he is saying that it was not an offense. He is saying that it is our duty to take care of personalities like Maharaj Parikshit. He is a king, he is a kshatriya, he is our master. So it is natural duty of ours to take care of our kings. And especially when he is Rajarshi, and that too he is Maharaj Parikshit. Who is this Maharaj Parikshit? At the time of his birth, the Supreme Personality of God had entered the womb of his mother and protected him. So this great personality, Maharaj Parikshit, if he has committed an offense to us, that's not possible. What is our existence? What is your existence, Sringi? His existence is glorious because Krishna saved him at the time of his birth. Immediately, Shamika Rishi sent a disciple called as Gaurmukha to Maharaj Parikshit. And Maharaj Parikshit received this curse, received this message that Sringi has cursed you. But our spiritual master, Shamika Rishi, has been very kind and very compassionate, and he has not taken your offense seriously. And in fact, he is very compassionate and he wants to protect your soul. And that's why Shamika Rishi said he gave this message via Gaurmukha to Maharaj Parikshit that please do satkarma, please save yourself and attend the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have only 7 days left with you. Please do something. Then Maharaj Parikshit went and took shelter of Sukadeva Goswami and heard Srimad Bhagavatam. So a curse by a Brahmana is very strong, and therefore is called Duratyaya. Duratyaya. Or insurmountable. It is Maharaj Parikshit, although he was qualified enough, Chitraketu Maharaj also was qualified enough, Maharaj Indradyumna was also qualified enough to do what? To counteract that curse or to nullify that curse, but they did not do that. They accepted it as the will of the Supreme Lord. And as a Lord, because this Brahmana's curse is insurmountable, the Lord states in the Bhagavad Gita that the stringent laws of the nature are insurmountable. Similarly, if the curse is uttered by a Brahmana, that curse is also insurmountable. But Bhagavad Gita also says that the curses of the benedictions of the material world are, after all, material creations only. Chaitanya Charitamrita confirms that which is accepted in the material world to be a benediction and that which is taken to be a curse are both on the same platform. What is the same platform? They are both material. To get out of this material contamination, what should one do? One should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. So, the best path is to transcend all the material curses and all the material benedictions and take shelter of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Persons who have taken shelter of Krishna are always peaceful. They are never cursed by anyone, neither they do curse anyone. And not to forget that it was a curse only of Sringi that that gave Srimad Bhagavatam to the entire world. What was the benediction? What was the benefit of Sringi cursing Maharaj Parikshit? The whole world got Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why we can say that it was the curse that the curse of Sringi gave his. It was it by his Lord's arrangement, but by that arrangement we got all of us. We got Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
My question is, what is the difference between a curse by a great person, by a sage, and a curse by a common person, and does the curse of a common person have any potency?
Now, can you, Prabhuji, can you repeat the question in the mic so that everybody can understand? Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. You said in your talk just now, curses on great souls do not take proper effect. My question is, what is the difference in potency between the curse of an advanced person and the curse of a common person, and does the curse of a common person indeed have any potency?
So, what we understand from the scriptures that the blessings of a brahmana and the blessings of a chaste wife, chaste woman, they are very effective. And in fact, there is a story which has been given by Srimati Radharani in Chaitanya, and it is mentioned by Krishnas Kuraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, how a chaste woman, how a chaste wife was able to protect her husband from the curse of a Mandukya Rishi. So there is a story that she was very powerful. Now, certainly if we hurt a person, then he won't give, his heart is troubled. If we have done some injustice to him, then certainly he might have given you bad words or troubles, or he might curse you. So certainly if you have hurted someone, then there will be some effect on you, because you have troubled somebody, so that reaction will be there. But when a sadhu curses someone, so they don't take insults actually. They are so well situated in Krishna consciousness that they're not affected by it, because Maya cannot touch them. They are above the modes of material nature. So somebody saying something to them, it is not affected to them. Like Jad Bharat, he was actually Jad, and he heard from he received tortures and taunts from so many of his brothers, sisters and friends. But he tolerated that because he wanted to fix himself at the lotus feet of the Lord, so he did not react to it. But when Rahugan taunted him, then he thought that this person is fit to be delivered, so let me deliver him. So he opened his mouth. So when great rishis, they curse someone, it is out of compassion. And if they will curse only because they will see that there is no hope for this person, that I have to punish him and free him from this material situation and then promote him to a such a place where he will get delivered. So when the great rishis, when they curse, then this is the reason behind their desire. This is the reason behind their curse. But an ordinary person, when he tries to curse someone, then there is only envy and greed, or he might have got disturbed by a certain action of yours. So he will not show that kind of compassion. He will not say that, go, that everything, you will lose everything in your life and only Lord Krishna will stay with you. He will not say like this. So his curse will be different. Because ordinary person, they are not well situated, or they are not so compassionate. But yes, if somebody, an ordinary person also curses you, it will be affected. But for a devotees, they take everything as the will of the Lord. So if somebody curses a devotee, actually this is an offense from his side, because the devotee accepts everything as the will of the Supreme Lord. But this ordinary person who doesn't understand Krishna consciousness or the glories of a devotee, he commits an offense to that devotee in that sense, by cursing him actually.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Prabhuji, mic. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, my question is, you say that King Hirandanga was advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that, I am not saying it.
Okay, so we see when he was praying, then we don't see name there, and like the primary name, the secondary names like the glorifying name, personal features, not even Narayan, the Paramatma features, that's one thing. And second thing is, like he was in the same hill where he went to do tapasya or something. But he knows that Agastya Muni is there, he must know that. And why he was not meeting him and doing sankirtan with him? And because with sadhu sangha is there the sankirtan, so it's another thing that he might not have even know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what kind of like very advanced in Krishna consciousness that is like difficult for him to understand? Can I please like that a bit?
So when Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that he was absorbed in ecstasy of the in the remembrance of Supreme, he was in ecstasy. So your question is that Agastya Muni is also on the same building or the same Malaya mountain. Why did not they come and meet together? So all of us stay together, but there is a certain time when we gather and discuss Krishna Katha, right? There is a certain time, 8 to 9 we come together and gather, and then we go for respective services. It is not the 24 hours we are together. We are not. So they might also have some time where the gathering, they might have all the sages on the Malaya hills, they might be gathering together. But here the situation was different. Agastya Rishi, it was not that he did not know the glory of Agastya Rishi. No, it was not like that. He came there and he did not notice because his eyes were closed. He was meditating on the Supreme Lord. It was a sudden, he did not call Indradumna Maharaj, I am coming, sir. Let's have lunch together. He did not take appointment. He came as, all of a sudden, Atithi. He came as an Atithi without any notice. So yes, that's why this whole thing happened. But Srimad Bhagavatam also said that it was the Lord's will that Agastya Rishi went there. And this whole thing happened and he has to curse him for the benefit of Maharaj Indradumna, so that he can finish off his contamination and attain the supreme destination very quickly. Now regarding your question of him knowing about the Supreme Lord Krishna, so he might have not taken the name of the Supreme Lord, but like when we are praying, when we have certain prayers, so at that time we are requesting Lord, we are praying to the Supreme Lord, at that time we pray within our hearts. And it is not that always we take the name. We know that He is my Supreme Lord, He is my Ishtadev, so we just offer prayers and we just pray that please do this to me, please do that. We know that He is, yes, this Supreme Lord, this deity or this form of the Lord is my everything. So, with that same consciousness, he was when he was meditating on the Supreme Lord as Indradumna, he realized that in the body of Gajendra, that how in that ecstasy he was remembering that Supreme Lord. Immediately he started his prayers, and the Lord of his heart, Lord Hari, came to rescue him. If he could have prayed to someone else could have come, but who came? Lord Hari came. So yes, although he might not have chanted, but you have to understand that he was in complete Krishna conscious situation. And we can, if time is up, devotees have to take prasad. I don't want to take any curses for not.
Just one point. Just like you see the part of the verse, the deliverance of the part of the verse, but the actual curse, they were suffering. Just like thousands of years they were fighting in a body of crocodile and elephant. And similar way you see in Manigrava and Anigrava, they were thousands of years standing in the tree. The curse was actually given to them, and that punishment, they were taking punishment. And we see with the part of the deliverance part. But actually, see, they had to take the curse and they had the punishment was given there.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you. जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की